Hello and Happy New Year. This is Mark Dodich with your AstroMark Astrology Forecast, the week of December 27th through January 2nd, end of the year. Start on Monday, the moon is going to be in Libra. That is a nice, gentle, social sign. Not a whole lot of big stuff going on, so if you can ease into this week, that would be a very nice thing to do. I'm sure many people will be on vacation. Tuesday is a really important day. The planet Jupiter, which is expansion and optimism, transforming and expanding belief systems, moves into the sign Pisces, which is one of its two favorite signs. And it is going to be in Pisces for most of 2022. So Pisces is associated with intuitive psychic abilities, compassion, forgiveness, opening to a higher vision, being willing to go beyond the veils of this world to bring that higher vision in. So very nice energy to get the new year started. Now, middle of the week, particularly on Tuesday and Wednesday, the planet Mercury is going to be aligning with Venus, which is retrograde since December 19th through January 29th. So communicating in relationships, communicating our values. But remember, Mercury is in the shadow now before it turns retrograde January 14th to February 3rd. So we're starting to bring ideas to the surface or things we'd like to work on, be it in our relationship or, of course, in our finances, or bringing new ideas to the world based upon our changing value systems. So middle of the week is really a good time to talk about those kind of things with the people in your life. Just don't carve things into stone just yet. We're just kind of feeling things out right now. Okay. Now, also middle of the week, planet Mars is going to make harmony with Saturn. And the idea of that is Mars is action. You know, I'm ready to get moving. I want something to get going here. And Saturn is be patient, be practical. So there's, even though it's a nice combination and set up in a soft way, there is a little bit of a hurry up and wait. But the beauty is you can put action into the long-term structure of what you're looking to create in this world, and you get help from the universe in doing that. And then Wednesday and Thursday, Mercury is aligning with Pluto. So that is communicating in a powerful way, or it can also be letting go of old ideas, old beliefs, you know, old ways of thinking need to be released. Okay? And as I said, Mercury is entering the shadow before it turns retrograde on January 14th. And so you want to start paying attention to the kind of things that rise to the surface that you're going to need to be working with in January and February. Okay? So then we get to New Year's Eve, Friday. Moon is going to be in Sagittarius. Sagittarius definitely believes bigger is better, more is better. So do watch taking on too much or doing too much or eating too much or drinking too much or whatever. But it is an enthusiastic and optimistic energy for a New Year's Eve. Okay? Sagittarius likes to share with other people. Okay? Then on Sunday, we've got a new moon. Planet Mercury is moving into Aquarius as part of the retrograde that's coming up that we talked about. Yet the new moon itself is in Capricorn, which is the core structure of your life. So putting energy into the core structure and your long-term plan would be a great thing to do on Sunday, January 2nd. All right? So I do want to say thank you for listening to my podcast for several years now at this point in time. As you know that it is ending, it is coming to an end, but that doesn't mean that the information I'm providing comes to an end. It's just going to be in written form. So if you go to my website, astromark.us, astromark.us, you're going to find a week-by-week forecast. You can register for the new and full moon email newsletter, which is just a short forecast for the 2 weeks. And then also you can download the quarterly forecast, which is a little bit longer and more engaged. And that comes out at solstice and equinoxes. And then also there is a talk that I do annually, January 7th for the coming year, what I call Planetary Shifts of 2022. And if you can't attend the Zoom lecture, you can certainly order the recording of it. And then last but not least, I am planning to take a group of metaphysical people to Turkey in 2023. Turkey has a ton of sacred sites, and if that's of interest to you, you will find that in the quarterly newsletter, astromark.us/newsletter.pdf. You'll find that all at the website. All right. So again, thank you for listening these past few years. Many blessings to you. Happy New Year. And be well.